Steve Cunningham, what can you tell us about funding?
He gets his chance today, I suppose. I'd expect Clayne would help him, and I'd expect Barry One to help him, so I'm happy with him going into the race.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
He's going home the better funding, and he's got off the deck, Lewis German, literally, and won with funding.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yes, we do. We've had a bit of a patch here on the early mail. Hopefully that continues again today, Adam White.
How did George go yesterday?
George got three legs. He missed the third leg, George, with his $8 quaddy. Now, paid $127, and George was just a little bit short in the third leg.
Good effort.
Bad luck to George.
Good effort. He gets another chance tomorrow.
To lose their money again. $8 he cost me yesterday. $8.
Anyway. Now, it's Mowi Cup Day today.
It is.
Not just Mowi, it's Mowi Cup
Mowi
Day.
Cup Day.
Now, as you know, I'm quite obsessed with precipitation and how much falls. Now, there was, I wouldn't say a rain event, but there was a lot of rain expected in the Gippsland area over the last couple of days. I wonder how much fell at Mowi. And Paul Graham, the track manager, joins us. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we going this morning?
Good, Paul.
Not as up and about as you.
Oh, yeah, no, we've been going since 4 this morning. So, everything's going well for the big cup.
Now, Paul, how much rain have you had? Because I know that there were warnings for quite heavy rain and thunderstorms over the last couple of days. How much has fallen on the track?
We picked up 18 mil in 7 minutes at 3:30 yesterday afternoon. So that's sort of been it. We've had 24 for the week. But, yeah, no, we had 18 mil in 7 minutes, so she lashed down. But, look, this track just soaks it up really, really, really quick. So, yeah, it's sort of worked our way.
Okay, no worries at all. That is a lot of rain very quickly.
It certainly was.
So what's your track conditions for us for Cup Day?
We're coming on soft six. The Pano's come in at 5.27. Yeah, nice, very thick, even cover of grass right across the track. And we're expecting it to race very well.
Okay, so it hasn't been that long since we spoke to you. So, Mowi, what, about 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, our last was the, I think it was September 11 or thereabouts.
Yep.
Was our last meeting. Yeah, the rail was in the 6 metres out that day, so we're back in the true. And I think we ran a soft six that day too. No, look, we're really pleased with the way the track's come up. You know, we certainly didn't order 18 mil, but you take what you're given, don't you?
No, absolutely. And what's the forecast for today?
Look, they're saying showers. There's a bit of fog around at the moment, but showers with, maybe a mil, but there's only a 50% chance of. So we're actually expecting, the way it feels, we're expecting a really good afternoon, to be quite honest.
Terrific, Paul. Good luck today. And it's great to hear that the surface is going to be really good.
No, thanks very much, lads.
Good stuff, Paul Graham, the track manager of Mowi Cup Day today. Soft six this stage. And we'll see what happens throughout the afternoon.
Was it 17? Was it
17 in 8, was it?
No, I think it was 8, the other way around.
What? 17 in 7.
Yeah.
17 in 7. It's a lot.
That's a lot of rain.
It's a lot and a little.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Mm.
Well, that's important because they haven't had a lot of rain in the region, full stop.
No, that's correct.
Gippsland. So that's very, very important. Now, Lloyd Kennewell has got a couple of runners today, Whitey.
He does. He does have a couple, and he joins us now. Lloyd, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Okay, it starts off for you in race 4, where you've got number 14, Sweet Snitty, from gate 12, resuming today. What can you tell us about Sweet Snitty?
That it won't be starting.
Right.
I'll just make that nice and easy for you, boys. I'll save him until Sunday for Cranmer. I'm just not happy with the barrier draw there, so just want to wait till close as we could till scratching time, and it's probably not going to be the right race for him, but he's a nice horse.
All right, so when we look ahead to the weekend, should we be sort of following him?
Yeah, I would think he'd be pretty hard to beat. I thought he'd be hard to beat today if he drew a barrier. I just think Mowi, tight circuit, first start in Victoria, he's a colt. Just would have rather seen draw 1, 2 or 3 and jump on the bunny because he's got very good speed.
All right, so that is one to follow on the weekend. Now, in race 8, you have got number 8, Bad Wolf. Now, no problems here from a wide gate. You've drawn gate 1, last start winner. Can Bad Wolf win again?
Yeah, look, there's probably just one thing stopping him in that race, a guy called Darren Weir.
Yes.
He's got a few runners in it. So I think my horse run really well. He's very well weighted. He's been well placed, and he's in the right race, 78, worth $50,000 on Cup Day. It's good to be down there. Would just think that obviously Weary's horse will be hard to beat, but this horse tries very hard. He gives you everything he's got, and I think from a box seat run, he's going to get every possible chance of that.
All right, terrific. Lloyd, good luck today, and then good luck again on Sunday with Sweet Snitty. We might keep an eye on that one.
Thanks, boys.
Lloyd Kennewell there with just the one, it turns out, today at Maui for Maui Cup Day. Race 8, number 8. I like when those numbers line up. Bad Wolf, who in the markets at tab.com.au at the moment. Five Smackers. DK Weir has the $2 favourite with Royal Ace, number 3. But number 8, Bad Wolf in race 8. Is Lloyd Kennewell's best today. We're struggling to get hold of our other trainer we would have liked to have got hold of.
Yeah, I should have asked Lloyd. I just got a text in. We should have asked him about Vedora.
Oh, we should have asked him about Vedora. How did we miss that?
Bah.
That's all right. We'll
get him back.
We'll track it down.
Even though the music's going.
We'll track it down through the 7 pad? O'clock news.
You pad a bit?
I can keep padding. I can do lots of things. I can do lots of things.
Don't what are you doing today, Daniel?
I'm padding on the radio so we can get little Lloyd Kennewell back.
Oh, I think it's worth talking about because I backed Vedora in the Everest.
Oh, so it's about you, is it?
No, no. I just want to see whether maybe the Manicato, maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, Michael and Shepparton tells us off the SMS that race one, number one, Callum what you like, which is a pretty cool name. Trial well for Wendy Kelly. You might want to have a bit of a sneaky look at in the first today at Maui.
Good padding, Daniel. We've got Lloyd back. Lloyd, we wanted to ask you about Vedora and what your thoughts were on the Everest run and also whether we'll see Vedora run again this spring.
Yeah, look, everything obviously was a great week in Sydney bar the weather. The weather was obviously just terrible and the track was probably more like a heavy 12 than a heavy 9. It just deteriorated really bad and even on the day they got more rain. So just took her out of play. A lot of good horses didn't handle it, and just forget that she went round. Proud to have a runner in the race, and she's now just having a little freshen up for 5 days at Merrick Station, and she'll get ready to go to Perth for the winter bottom.
Okay, so no more in Melbourne, but freshen up for Perth.
Yeah, she's a very good fresh horse, so we're very keen to try and go back-to-back and target the race that we won last year with her in Perth. It's a million-dollar race, and it's a trip to get away over there, so very keen to get it there and then possibly overseas if everything goes okay.
Oh, terrific. And that, you sort of touched on it, but that whole experience of the Everest, the build-up to it, and, you know, a lot of people have talked about how big it was. Was it bigger than you thought it would be? What was it like?
It was pretty surreal, really. I sort of probably just was caught up in it because I was obviously doing a lot of media commitments and a lot of stuff, obviously, with the horse. But the whole build-up of the week, I was up and back to Sydney a couple of times, and you couldn't ask for Race New South Wales and obviously ATC to put on such a great event. Like the whole week, the barrier draw was actually sensational. And then they had a gala ball on Thursday night, which was a big hit. It was sensational. And then obviously on race day, they looked after 60 clients that we had there for Vedora with their partners and everybody that was there. Everyone got looked after and it was very, very well put on. So I would think if it keeps going like that, it's on the upward spiral, and the little birdie tells me it'll go up in prize money again next year. So it'll be a race certainly to keep note on.
All right. Well, some unprecedented scenes here, Lloyd. We've had an early male trainer where he's come on twice. So thank you very much.
I can't help you. Forgot to ask me the questions, boys.
All good.
That is true. That's all our good. Bad.
All good.
Good luck, Lloyd.
Anytime. Thanks, boys.
Good stuff. Lloyd Kennewell, trainer of Vedora after the Everest performance.
We had music come on and go off, and then come back again.
It's amazing scenes here.